Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.
Chuck Chat Freestyle for, well, I believe it's Tuesday, February 5th. Yes, it is. And I am doing another hotel cast while I iron my shirt and pants for tomorrow. I am in Raleigh, North Carolina. And this morning I was in Boulder, Colorado. And it was snowing this morning. More accurately, yesterday. The weather seems to be chasing me around the country, but I am lucking out. Let me get my shirt up here. These are supposed to be permanent press, but anything in a suitcase for 2 days is going to come out looking pretty awful. Yes, I do iron my own clothes. I understand that I had a bright and early trip Monday morning from Appleton, Wisconsin to Denver, Colorado by way of Chicago on United Airlines, and started out like a typical United Airlines trip, poorly. We got a late start and I thought, oh man, well, I'm gonna miss that connection in Chicago. But there's no sense getting stressed over it because I really didn't have money being lost if I was late. And if I missed it, I missed it. Just being stressed doesn't change that fact. So that's kind of the outlook I've taken on travel lately. Not that I like to miss connections. Makes things a little more tricky if someone's expecting you. But, getting upset about it doesn't change the fact of the matter. I think, who was it? Phineas Fogg in Around the World in 80 Days had that same thing. He said, what's going to be is going to be. I think the French c'est la vie phrase applies here. So, made the connection. I got into, it was supposed to be a 30-minute flight from 6 to 6:30 a.m. And got the connection there. I have to concentrate on ironing. Not that I'm going to burn the shirt, but I don't want to create wrinkles. They're always hard to iron wrinkles out. Made the connection in Chicago. Took the tram from, I think it was Concourse B to Concourse C. There's a little shuttle that runs between there. Or you can take the long way and walk underground under the tunnel. But I thought, let's check the shuttle. And you also have to check the creases when you're ironing the sleeves. I wasn't checking real accurately, so now I have a double crease. Lovely. I have a pair of pants like that, and it's still like that. So, that shuttle was right there, took the shuttle, got over there, and they were already boarding. I was supposed to be on boarding group one. Missed that. So, then I became part of boarding group four. All the overheads were already taken. Sorry, something got in my mouth. All the overhead storage was already filled up, and I went, grumble, 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 where am I going to put my carry-on? I did not have any check-in luggage, which really speeds up the trip. Makes it a whole lot faster when you don't have to check anything through, you don't have to go to the baggage claim, which is good for a 1, 2, or 3 day trip, but I can't do much more than that. Happened to see an overhead right across the way from where I was sitting that was already closed. Opened it up and it was empty. Couldn't believe it. I don't know why it was closed if it was empty, but the guy I was sitting next to said, hey, good find. And I thought so too. Made it to Denver on time. And just trying to get this sleeve crease right. I went to Denver, got the car rental, and everything went well. And it started snowing halfway through the day, and had a relaxing evening working on Podcasting for Dummies book. Get another chapter knocked off in that. Monday was our 50% deadline. T and I turned in about approximately 75% at that point, so effectively we're a month ahead of the game, which is always a good feeling to be ahead on a schedule. And then trip this morning was rather leisurely. I got to have breakfast at the hotel. Saw a couple of my colleagues from Wisconsin that were also out to our office in Colorado on business. And flew from Denver in the snow. This morning when I was driving, the windshield wipers on the car were all frozen and gunk was flying up from the cars in front of me and it was hard to see. Got on the plane and arrived in Raleigh, North Carolina, where it was 70 degrees and sunny and a pleasant breeze, and it felt like summer. Oh, it was so nice. So nice this evening. Went on, had a big juicy steak. The interesting stuff though, the car rental I got. Got in the car and it was kind of finicky to start. It wasn't just turn the key and it starts, it was turn the key and wrestle with it. Kind of like old cars with carburetors how finicky they could be in the 70s. Well, that's kind of how this one was behaving. Only it was a modern car. It was a Ford Taurus. But I got it started at the airport and drove to the hotel. The plan was for me to have dinner with my boss and my employee down here in North Carolina. I say down here. Isn't that funny how you can be so relative to your point of reference? Down here, over there, up there. And there's a bit of traffic jam on the way. The traffic slowed way down. Turns out there was a bumper falling off somebody's car in the middle of three lanes, which everybody had to go around. Well, the rental car, when I went to, I told my colleagues that I said, hey, I'll meet you at the office, which is about a half mile away, not very far. The shirt's done, on to ironing the pants, or trousers, more appropriately called, so we can get the seam on these right. The car wouldn't start, so I called the number on the car rental form, and they said, we'll have somebody write out. Take a look at that. Well, I'm supposed to have dinner at 6, and it's now 10 to 6, and I know there's a traffic problem on the way from the airport. So I called the family, checked in with them. The other two guys from work said, we'll go ahead and get a table and take care of things. So the guy from the car rental place shows up. Yikes. What is this? Oh. Just looking down the seam of the pants. It got all shiny. I think these pants are getting a little worn out. Might be time to get some new ones. The car wouldn't start. It was being very grouchy. So the guy comes out finally. He says, what's wrong? And I said, well, it was tough to start at the airport. Won't start now. Although we tried a little later and we did get it to start, but I don't want to deal with that tomorrow. He said, well, it starts now. I said, can you guarantee me that it will start tomorrow when I need to get to the airport and I won't miss my flight? And he said, no. So he left me a new Chevy Impala in exchange for my Ford Taurus and drove away in the Ford Taurus. So that was pretty good customer service. Not a whole lot of arguing or dickering. I mean, the point was made. He's already been out there. I should have mentioned something in retrospect at the airport. Say, hey, you know, this thing's starting kind of rough. Didn't know. I thought maybe it was just been sitting for a few days on the lot. But I know that a lot of those cars, they rent them and turnover is very quick. So, got the car exchanged. It's been running fine ever since. A lot of car rental places now are renting GPSs. I've bought my own. Got to call them marriage savers. And I brought it with me. But despite having a GPS, somehow I can still miss a turn here or there. If you're dealing with an area you're not in often or a new area, it's easy to get in the wrong lane, especially if there's a traffic jam or construction, and the instructions will tell you to go one way and you actually happen to go the other. So it can be a little frustrating, but they'll get you back on track. Not always the most efficient way, but they'll get you back on track. Another weird thing, there's just a whole bunch of firsts on this trip. The hotel I'm in has two elevators, and the one on the left, when I got in it earlier, there's a series of 12 little lights on the ceiling, and about 8 of them were burned out, or disconnected or something. That's one way to save power. When I got in after dinner, none of them worked. Doors closed, you pick your floor, and it gets completely dark in there. And now the pants are done. The trick to hanging up these pants is always to fold them on the seams and then hang them over, which I never seem to do enough at home. Or get one of those hangers that has the magic clips on them, like right here. Oh, they can hang them upside down. Yeah, that's what old people do, but old people have had a lot of time to learn, so we should take their experience and leverage it. So, that's going to do it for me. I'm having a great time, having a bit of, I don't mind traveling, although I am thinking about giving up United Airlines. I don't have the loyalty I once had to them. There's too many delays in the flights. And work is going well. Had another resignation though, which has left us a bit short-staffed. So I've got one of two programmer positions potentially filled in Malaysia. I will not be managing them as closely as once was thought, which is good and bad. Good because I don't have to spend so many evening hours on the phone with people halfway around the world. And then some, quite literally. And bad from the standpoint that I won't have the daily interaction or at least once a week interaction with these people. The power cord on this iron is so twisted I can't even coil it back up. It's about 12 feet long. So it's a little hectic at work. We're down some people. We got to bring some in this week and next week. We'll get them trained, which is going to make it less efficient to actually get things done. So when they talk about employee turnover being expensive, yes, it is. Quite. Now, could you put a hot iron back in its holder? Sure, why not? Coil up the cord a little bit better so it doesn't fall out all over the place. Not just in hard dollars, but it's expensive in time, training, frustration, soft costs, all that kind of stuff. But the key to getting through all that is communications. You tell your customers, look, we're going to have some rough spots here. Please be understanding. We will do what we can to keep the peace. That would be the ironing board. So with that wonderful sound at the end, I am going to end this. The ironing is done. Watch TV, check a little email, and wish you all a happy day. Bye.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.